So as we look at David Digger Hernandez, I'm going to show you several things that prove that he is not only unbiblical, but that he is a false teacher.
I want to share with you how to flow with the Holy Spirit. These are deep spiritual realities that are rarely talked about, but every believer should know how to flow with the Holy Spirit.
Sadly, everyone who follows David Digger Hernandez is deceived by him, and they want what God has to offer, but they don't want God. Welcome to Real Talk with Jordan Riley, where the real talk does not come from me. It comes directly from God's Word. And before we get started today, please consider subscribing to our channel, giving this a thumbs up, and supporting what we do by going to realtalkwithjordan.com. On today's episode, I'm going to show you more clear proof that David Digger Hernandez is a slick false teacher that twists God's Word. Now, before you come on here and try to defend him and comment, before even watching this, please watch the whole episode. Look at what I have to show you and test it against God's Word and not your opinions. So are you ready? Let's go.
I rebuke cancer right now in Jesus' name. Arthritis, I rebuke you now in Jesus' name.
So David does not pray for healing. David does not say, God, I pray that you would heal this person. We pray that it would be in your will. He doesn't do anything even similar to a prayer, honestly. He basically just calls out things and rebukes them. And I feel like I've seen this somewhere before.
I execute judgment on you, COVID-19. You get off this nation. I demand judgment on you.
Yes. And unfortunately for Kenneth Copeland, that did not work because he rebuked COVID in March of 2020 and declared the end of the pandemic right at the start of the pandemic. So clearly that was not successful. When has this approach actually worked? That's what I would like to know.
So as we look at David Digger Hernandez, I'm going to show you several things that prove that he is not only unbiblical, but that he is a false teacher. In that first clip, you saw how he commanded things to happen, like he's God or something, or has some special power. I'm sorry, but David commanding things or rebuking things does absolutely nothing. Did you hear what I just said? His powerful little words, and I'm commanding this, and I'm rebuking this, does zero. That is word of faith heresy, where they believe that our words can kill or bring life. That's a twisting of Proverbs 18:21, that life and death are in the power of the tongue. That is a false belief. Yes, we can bless people. Yes, we can tear people down, but we cannot kill people. We cannot create life with our words. That is God's ability and not ours. If he truly had that power, then let's see a video with him going with a medical doctor to an ER or a hospital and commanding legs to grow, commanding people to get out of their beds and all of a sudden not have cancer, not have some, you know, disease. I want to see it. But again, that will not happen. Why? Because if he tried it, it would prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that he is a false teacher and a fraud. And see, that's what all false teachers do. You know, they'll go to a church with mood lighting, you know, with nice soft music that's repetitive and almost hypnotic. They'll start to twist scripture. They'll surround themselves with gullible people who look up to that person. And bam, there you go. People are falling over and claiming they're all good. Everything's, oh, look at, I felt the presence of God. No, you didn't. That was a made-up acting scene that really, it played on your emotions and your feeling, but it wasn't of the Lord. The same thing happened to me for 20 years when I was in the charismatic movement, but I was never healed. I was not saved, and I was completely deceived. And the same goes for these people who are watching this nonsense. They feel good for the moment. Again, it's temporary feelings, but nothing happens. They're not cured. They're not healed, and they remain deceived by this con artist. But let's keep going, and let's continue to test David Digger Hernandez as he tells us how we can flow in the Holy Spirit. What?
I want to share with you how to flow with the Holy Spirit. These are deep spiritual realities that are rarely talked about, but every believer should know how to flow with the Holy Spirit, not just in life, But also in ministry, when you're ministering on a platform, when you're ministering in the streets, when you're ministering to a loved one, these are simple, basic biblical principles that you can apply to your life immediately. And as you begin to apply these truths to your life, you'll begin to see that it's actually quite easy to flow with the Holy Spirit. Look, we complicate it. In the flesh, we complicate things. But in the Spirit, that's where things are simplified.
So it's easy to flow in the Holy Spirit? I mean, what does that even mean? Come on, you guys.
Come on, man.
I mean, he says that these are spiritual principles. No, they're not. And he says that no one's talking about them. I wonder why. I mean, they're not talking about them because they are nowhere found in the Bible.
Oh, snap!
And neither Jesus nor the apostles ever once taught about it or talked about it. Think about it. Jesus didn't go around, or the apostles didn't go around going, you know what? Here's the secret to flowing in the Holy Spirit. Come here, I gotta tell you something. No, this man is doing what Paul commanded us through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit not to do in 1 Corinthians 4:6, where he says we are to not go beyond what is written. David Digger Hernandez is literally making up his own doctrine and teaching false theology. But now it gets worse. As David completely rejects and disobeys scripture and affirms false teachers.
Cancer of both hips of the bone, and that's her wheelchair. Is there no pain there at all? Dear Jesus, I worship you. As the power of the Holy Ghost has gone through this body, as the power of God has gone through this body. That's power. As the fire of the Holy Ghost. These people, for those who are new here, they are not fainting. This is the power of God. Understand it? I don't understand it. Sometimes I think these old physical bodies of ours are just not geared for this much power.
Yeah.
This is power, believe me. Did you expect to be out of that wheelchair in this place today?
No, I said you'd be in there for a long time.
No, she said I expected to be in that wheelchair for a long time.
So this is something we get asked about a lot too, the slain in the spirit phenomenon. This is simply a temporary physical reaction to the manifested tangible power of the Holy Spirit. I can't really explain to you why people fall over, but we know it's the power of God. People experience His presence to such degrees that they're unable to stand. It's a real phenomenon. We've had people in our meetings that come up on the platform, go out under the power, and then when they get picked up and I ask them what they're feeling, they're looking around going, I can't believe this is real. I can't believe this is real. We had one guy get up and he said, this isn't real. This isn't real. This isn't real. And yes, it's the power of the Holy Ghost. Certainly one of those phenomenons that followed her ministry.
Wow. So because someone fell over, you know, when someone touched them or knocked them over the head, it has to be the power of the Holy Spirit. No, it's not. Being slain in the Spirit is nowhere found in Scripture, nor is it taught anywhere. I was in the charismatic church for over 20 years, and I saw this fake stuff all the time, every stinking Sunday. People fell over because of emotion or peer pressure, but they did never did they all fall over because of God.
Embarrassing.
This is not taught in Scripture. Again, David Digger Hernandez is going outside of Scripture and relying on experience to try to explain these things. And this is what false teachers do. Here's another sign of a false teacher. He's endorsed and celebrated by other false teachers.
Yeah, I want to set the stage before you say anything, David. I want to state that, first of all, David is a fabulous teacher of the word. Second of all, I don't put him in the category of someone that hypes. I put him actually in the category of someone that is very, very cautious. So, David, you had a glimpse of the new glory. It's starting. It's like in Ezekiel's temple, where it's coming up to the ankles and the knee and the hip and the waist, and then you have to swim. Well, I believe that it's at the maybe the toes right now, But it's I'll tell you what you had, anyone would want to go to a service like that. I would. Anyone would want to be there. Tell me what happened from your observation.
First of all, if false teacher Sid Roth is promoting you, that should be a major red flag.
I can't do it for you, but I can tell you how to pray in supernatural languages. So you start speaking like little baby words and say them as fast as you humanly can when I begin to pray. And when the supernatural will become natural as you take a step, Peter, of faith. Raise your hands to the Holy God and begin to pray in a language you've never been instructed. If you don't move your tongue and speak, no one else will do it. I know you don't know what to say. Make little nonsense syllables up. They're not nonsense. But they're the first words coming out of your spirit. Do it faster. I said faster. You can do it faster than that. If I had a gun in your ribs, you'd do it faster.
Secondly, supposedly David Digger Hernandez heard the I can't even say it, the new glory. What?
What do you mean by that?
Come on, you guys. Show me that chapter and verse in the Bible. You know, did Jesus say a new glory is coming? Did Paul say, hey, you know what? I see new glory over you. I just hear the sound of new glory. No, absolutely not. You can't find this anywhere in the Bible.
Well, something supernatural is definitely stirring, not just in Southern California, but around the world. And I think that's one of the hallmarks of the season that we're in that it's everywhere and God is doing everything. And so when I began to minister, this was on the 20th of November, 2022. So as we record this, just a few days ago, I stepped into the service, and as I had done from time to time at various other meetings that we had hosted, I sensed the glory of God, but this was completely different.
So you sensed the power of the Holy Spirit? What? No, you did not. Again, this is all made up nonsense and is purely unbiblical. David claims that he caught angels singing on tape. That's what he has right there on his YouTube channel. But when you go watch the video, it's a lie. It's completely clickbait. It's a fraud. It's a sham. No angels were caught doing anything. However, he says, trust me, you know me. This is what I heard. The man is a liar. All the things he does and the things that he believes are from his spiritual father and spiritual mentor, false teacher and head heretic, Benny Hinn.
Hello, this is David Digger Hernandez here, and you are watching an Encounter TV interview. With me today is someone very special to me, whom I love, a friend, a mentor, and a father in the faith, Pastor Benny Hinn. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
David, so nice to be with you.
See, David Digger Hernandez makes things up. He manipulates people and disobeys God's word. 2 John chapter 1, verses 9 through 11. Commands us not to have anything to do with false teachers. And if you do, verse 11 is very clear. If you engage with a false teacher, if you welcome them and spend time with them, endorse them, embrace them, you participate in their evil deeds. That's some very harsh words by the Apostle John. Sadly, everyone who follows David Digger Hernandez is deceived by him. And they want what God has to offer, but they don't want God. See, this man is one of the most deceptive people out there, and he is being used by Satan to blind people and to lead people away from Jesus.